A group of Bernie Sanders supporters, known as the Bernie Bros, could actually be harming the Vermont senator's campaign for the Democratic nomination for president. Their tweeting tactics, which make comments like "vote Bernie or bad things will happen," have been compared to the MAGA Trump supporters. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with David McEwen, chair and professor of the political science department at Sonoma State University. Thanks for talking to us today. So how did this group evolve or devolve, as some see it?
Right. The Bernie Sanders campaign and how they've kind of moved forward. They've been going at this in terms of an aggressive progressive politics for some time. You can go back at least 5 years, perhaps a little bit longer. And this becomes important as the Democrats have also tried to keep a relatively diverse set of candidates moving forward. Now that we've had some voting and that has not happened, the tactics of the Bernie Bros have been called into question. That's important for California, but it's also important for the caucus situation. Because in a caucus situation, you can intimidate and push on people. And if you're using the tools of social media to assist with that, that gets a little bit aggressive. That's what we're seeing exactly in this case.
Do you have some examples of some of the more, you know, kind of nasty Bernie Bro behavior?
Yeah, so what we've seen is the Bernie Bro behavior has been setting forth litmus tests, especially for candidates that are not true believers. So as Democrats have tried to push forward on different issues like Medicare for All, the Bernie Bros have been pushing very aggressively that they were there first and that Medicare for All doesn't go far enough, creating, if you will, litmus test issues. A lot of this is cut across gender lines and progressive versus non-progressive lines, arguing that Bernie is really the only progressive in the race. That presents some problems as you try to build forward your base. So what Bernie has been able to do is hold on to a base that's been very aggressive, provided these litmus test issues for, say, 4 or 5 years, but now you have to expand your base, especially if you want to win the presidency. They're in the driver's seat, and so their aggression and their aggressiveness to others and other camps has gone up as the campaign has moved along.
And they're really toxic on Facebook and on Twitter. I mean, if somebody says anything about Bernie, they get hit with tons of nasty tweets from these folks, nasty and threatening.
Yeah, nasty and threatening, especially against, for example, Elizabeth Warren supporters over the last couple of weeks and months. That's been a component, kind of an underground kind of titillation, if you will, or talking about different things related to Mayor Pete Buttigieg, as well as other Democratic candidates. And that has called into question not only whether Bernie Sanders is leading a campaign that's about aggression and aggressiveness and litmus tests, or a campaign that's about uniting all. And recall, your listeners will remember that Bernie Sanders had some problems with sexual harassment complaints within his previous campaign and distanced himself from that and then had to come back to that. That also goes to kind of the litmus test issues for the Bernie Bros and how they're conducting things on behalf of the candidacy of Bernie Sanders himself.
So Donald Trump has been criticized for not telling his more rabid followers to settle down and play nice. Has Bernie Sanders done that?
He has from time to time, but the criticism against both President Trump and Senator Sanders has been that they haven't been aggressive about this enough, that they haven't pushed forward enough on it and set, if you will, a higher bar or higher standard. This issue related to the Bernie Bros and their aggressiveness, particularly through Facebook and other social media tools, will continue to plague the campaign, especially moving forward. As Joe Biden continues to decline and someone is going to fill the void, whether that's going to be Mayor Pete or Amy Klobuchar, the tactics behind all of that strategy is going to be called into question. In the meantime, it's clear that President Trump and his approach to politics has changed the game, perhaps lowering the bar, and we're seeing evidence of that now spilling over to the Democratic side.
Well, so Michael Bloomberg and Joe Biden are coming out against this behavior.
That's right. We see Mike Bloomberg starting to come out against this behavior. He's going to be the victim of some of this, even though he hasn't been on the ballot yet. And Joe Biden, if Joe Biden is going to get a pass, he is only getting a pass because his campaign is declining in that sense. So he has to push back on this aggressiveness. And if Joe Biden's campaign were to implode, if he were to get out of the Democratic race, he would be an important barometer about conduct, if you will, moving forward. This all calls into the question whether Democrats are going to be able to kind of unite the big tent against President Trump, whoever the nominee is, especially moving forward to November.
Right, because all of this stuff will come up in the general election, the campaign for that.
Yeah, that's right. It's setting up a general election that's going to be the most negative in our history. It has that potential, and we just revisited, or we will be revisiting what happened with 2016. We may be back into that same place with two candidates who will push hard with tactics that will push the envelope of good taste and certainly civic discussion.
You know, while we're at it, before I let you go, we haven't heard much about Elizabeth Warren lately. I mean, it's like talk about her's dropped off the face of the earth.
She really has, and as we move forward in California, others have filled a void. So March 3rd primary becomes much more important in the wake of Iowa and the Iowa caucuses, certainly the Nevada caucuses coming up. And as a result, Elizabeth Warren's candidacy seems to have really lost some traction, and that has been a product as well, a byproduct of the attack tactics of the Bernie Bros, at least online.
All right. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate your time. That's David McEwen. He's the chair and professor of the political science department at Sonoma State University.